22-year-old Utah man makes his first court appearance after the state files 7 counts against him, including aggravated murder in the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk last week. Court documents allege Tyler Robinson admitted in a text message to his roommate on the day of the shooting that he had committed the crime. CBS's Matt Piper.
Utah County Judge Tony Graff asked the shooting suspect, who appeared virtually only once, to speak.
Could you state your name?
Tyler James Robinson.
Prosecutor Chad Grunender.
Just for the court's information, we did file just recently, within the last few minutes, a notice of intent to seek the death penalty.
The judge read Robinson the charges he faces and ended with this.
Mr. Robinson, at this time, you will remain in custody without bail.
He's next due back in court September 29th. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A blow for prosecutors in the case against Luigi Mangione over the shooting death of a CEO in New York City last year. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Luigi Mangione is still charged with second-degree murder for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. But the judge in the case dropped 2 state terrorism charges against Mangione, saying the evidence behind them was legally insufficient.
Oscar-winning director, actor, and indie patriarch Robert Redford has died at 89. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Redford's breakout role was in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
I'll jump first. Nope. Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you? I can't swim!
He followed that with a string of hits in the 1970s, including The Candidate, The Sting, for which he won an Oscar, 3 Days of the Condor, and All the President's Men. Redford later said he felt trapped in those leading man sex symbol roles.
It was very flattering. But it was feeling restrictive.
He became a champion of independent cinema. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Actress Scarlett Johansson, who worked with Redford in The Horse Whisperer when she was 11 years old, says in a statement that he was patient and warm and kind. President Trump is in Britain for his historic second state visit that will see him hosted by King Charles at Windsor Castle tomorrow.
I'm Vicky Barker outside Windsor Castle, where American flags are flying alongside Britain's Union Jack. What you can't see are the many layers of protection in place. Security for President Trump's state visit is the highest it's been here since the coronation of King Charles 2 years ago.
Traffic deaths in the U.S. have fallen in the first half of this year. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says just over 17,000 people were killed in vehicle crashes through June 30th, and that is down more than 8% compared to the same time last year. NHTSA also says it is the lowest number since 2020. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Health prayer answered for a country music star, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
It's a whole new Jelly Roll.
I only talk to God when I need a favor.
The formerly plus-size country star has shown off his dramatic weight loss during a concert at Vatican City. The 40-year-old posted a photo of himself in a collared jacket, button-up top, and matching pants. The caption, I can fit into Louis Vuitton now. Pray for my bank account. Fans figure he's lost 200 pounds or so. Jelly Roll said he did it by prioritizing exercise and making healthier food choices. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Milwaukee police are investigating a child abuse and neglect case after 6 children ages 2 months to 9 years were found inside a locked storage unit early this morning. Officers found them after responding to a report of children being locked up. No injuries reported. A man and a woman are in custody. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low near 60. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high right around 80. A little more humidity as well. Partly sunny day for Thursday, a high in the upper 70s and mid-70s Friday. Currently at 62 degrees.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
When I looked, the cafe was empty.
On, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just 2 projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those 2 projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Get someone sneaking round. corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bed just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you ten, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now Jimmy Diver, ho, ho, yes, Suki Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lotta Linya, and old Lucy Brown. Miss Lottie Linya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in
your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
W-R-J-N. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
My home in Georgia. Hey. sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
from just one man. But if anyone keeps me happy, you're the one who can.
And where you lead, I will follow. Anywhere that you tell me to, if you need, you need me to be.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide. worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Turn around, come home, hold it. Hey, Oh,
but your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Prosecutors in Utah formally charged Tyler Robinson with the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The state is seeking the death penalty, and CBS's Carter Evans was at the courthouse in Provo.
Court documents included a series of text messages where Robinson seemed to confess.
Roommate, you weren't the one who did it, right? Robinson, I am. I'm sorry. Roommate, why? Robinson, I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out. If I am able to grab my rifle unseen, I will have left no evidence.
The alleged murder weapon was found in a wooded area near campus.
According to the Associated Press, Democrat X.P. Lee has won a special election to fill the Minnesota House seat of a top Democratic leader who was assassinated. Representative Melissa Hortman of Brooklyn Park held the seat until her death in June. Lee is a former Brooklyn Park City Council member, and his win restores a tie in the House and preserves a power-sharing deal. Fiery words at times between FBI Director Kash Patel and members of the Senate Judiciary Committee about how the Bureau and the Justice Department have handled records related to Jeffrey Epstein.
We conducted an investigation of the Epstein case files pursuant to the direction of the President of the administration to provide all credible information, and we are working with Congress pursuant to a congressional subpoena to turn over all the documents we can.
Patel also insists personnel moves have been